Texas judge, hospital can remove baby from life support against mother's wishes. By Breitbart News on January 2, 2020. Dallas, AP, a Texas judge on Thursday sided with a hospital that plans to remove an 11-month-old girl from life support after her mother disagreed with the decision by doctors who say the infant is in pain and that her condition will never improve. Trinity Lewis had asked Judge Sandy Brian Marion to issue an injunction in Tarrant County District Court to ensure that Cook Children's Medical Center doesn't end her daughter Tinsley Lewis' life-sustaining treatment. Texas Right to Life, an anti-abortion group that opposes the 10-day rule and has been advocating for Tinsley, said the girl's mother will appeal the judge's decision. Doctors at the Fort Worth Hospital had planned to remove Tinsley from life support November 10 after invoking Texas' 10-day rule, which can be employed when a family disagrees with doctors who say life-sustaining treatment should be stopped. The law stipulates that if the hospital's ethics committee agrees with doctors, treatment can be withdrawn after 10 days if a new provider can't be found to take the patient. In a statement issued by Texas Right to Life, Lewis said she was heartbroken over the judge's decision. "I feel frustrated because anyone in that courtroom would want more time just like I do if Tinsley were their baby," she said. Hospital officials have said they reached out to more than 20 facilities to see if one would take Tinsley, but all agreed that further care is futile. Groups including Texas Right to Life have also been trying to find a facility to take her. Tinsley has been at Cook Children since her premature birth. The hospital said she has a rare heart defect and suffers from chronic lung disease and severe chronic high blood pressure. She hasn't come off a ventilator since going into respiratory arrest in early July and requires full respiratory and cardiac support, deep sedation and to be medically paralyzed. The hospital said doctors believe she's suffering. But Lewis testified at a hearing last month that despite her daughter's sedation, she has a sense of the girl's likes and dislikes, describing her as sassy. "Tinsley enjoys the animated musical Trolls and cries when it ends," the mother said. "Tinsley doesn't like to have her hair brushed," Lewis said. "I want to be the one to make the decision for her," Lewis said about removing her daughter from life support. At the hearing last month, Dr. Jay Duncan, one of Tinsley's physicians, described the girl's complex conditions and Cook Children's efforts to treat her, which have included about 7 surgeries. The cardiac intensive care doctor said that for the first 5 months of Tinsley's life, doctors had hoped she might one day at least be able to go home. But Duncan said there came a point when doctors determined they had run out of surgical and clinical options, and that treatment was no longer benefiting Tinsley. Duncan said last month that the girl would likely die within half a year, and noted the hospital has made extraordinary efforts to find another facility for her. "She is in pain. Changing a diaper causes pain. Suctioning her breathing tube causes pain. Being on the ventilator causes pain," he said. Duncan said there had been many conversations with Tinsley's family about her dire condition. "We care a lot about Tinsley," Duncan said. "We care a lot about her family." Tarrant County Juvenile Court Judge Alex Kim issued a temporary restraining order to stop the removal of life support on November 10. But Kim was removed from the case after the hospital filed a motion questioning his impartiality and saying he had bypassed case assignment rules to designate himself as the presiding judge. After his removal, Judge Marion, who is Chief Justice of Texas 4th Court of Appeals, was assigned to hear the request for an injunction in Tarrant County District Court. Prior to Thursday's ruling, both sides agreed that if Marion denied the injunction request, the hospital would wait at least 7 days before taking Tinsley off life support. In her decision, Marion said the 7-day period would give the girl's mother time to file a notice of appeal and a motion for emergency relief with the State Court of Appeals. Cook Children's said hospital officials had been talking to Tinsley's family for months about concerns for her long-term survival. By August, the hospital said, everyone on the girl's care team agreed that further care was futile, and by September they had begun talking to the family about withdrawing life support. With the doctors and her family still unable to resolve their differences, the ethics committee met October 30 and unanimously decided further treatment was inappropriate.